And you can get Mary's forecast anytime by going to KRDO.com, checking our local temperatures. Peterson Air Force Base and Fort Carson both at 44 degrees. And continuing the shout out for our military folks, 38 degrees at the Air Force Academy. Let's turn now to the KRDO Newsline. We have ABC News correspondent Lionel Moise joining us now. He's been reporting on the latest in Georgia involving an election bill that is being signed into law, and there's quite an outcry about this because it affects voting rights, some that people in Colorado are pretty accustomed to, speaking of ballot drop boxes and et cetera. Let's find out the latest from Lionel. Welcome to the show, Lionel.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, this has been a big back and forth, and there is a big political fallout following this. So Governor Kemp signed this measure into law yesterday. Republicans are arguing that the measure is securing elections in the state, while Democrats and a number of civil rights and voting advocates are saying this is voter suppression. So there has been a back and forth leading up to that law, or the bill being signed, and even fallout after, clarifying some of the changes. There have been a number of changes, like shortening the period of elections and runoffs from 9 to 4 weeks, also making it illegal for a non-election worker to give food or beverage to a voter in line, except for a self-service water fountain, for example. And if you look at the June 2020 primary, Democratic strongholds, which had a large minority population, had some people waiting in line up to 8 hours to vote. So there has been a back and forth. The state lawmaker was actually arrested and charged with two felonies, knocking on the governor's door as he privately signed that measure yesterday. And we're seeing a lot of people weighing in today, from President Biden to former President Trump.
And when we're talking about this, I mean, there are much stricter rules that we're talking about that were already in effect in Georgia compared to what we have here in Colorado, where, you know, every election is a mail-in election. You can just mail in your ballots. It's not a problem. But in Georgia, we're talking about these stricter requirements. Do the minority communities in Georgia see this as a blatant effort to tamp down the votes of minority voters?
Absolutely. And that is what we're hearing from people on the ground and a lot of civil rights activists speaking up against this. Now, there are measures in place that Kemp and a number of lawmakers have said, look, this is making it more secure. One example would be requiring a state-issued ID to request that absentee ballot or to send in that ballot instead of a signature verification. And, you know, the security of an election was front and center in the last presidential race. But if you look at the areas and the groups of people who decided to do mail-in votes and mail-in ballots and what that did to shifting the framework of Georgia's politics, it was overwhelmingly Democratic areas that were doing the mail-in ballots. So when you restrict access to a ballot box or change the time or the rules of how you can drop that ballot off, a lot of people are arguing that this is not just securing the election, this is trying to prevent certain groups from being able to vote. Another change is the Secretary of State of the Elections. A big change in here is that person would now be a non-voting member of the board, and it allows the General Assembly to elect a chair by majority vote, which would allow the General Assembly, which is Republican majority at this point right now, to have 3 out of 5 of the voting members. And the board also would be able to suspend an election official who they felt was not doing a correct job. So a lot of people are worried about the implications that this could have moving forward, you know, if it is a political game being played versus securing the election. So lawsuits are in the works. Governor Kemp says he will defend this till the end in court, and he has no problem doing that as well.
Meanwhile, though, you know, you look at it in the long game, you know, if Georgia was trying to recapture Republican voters, is this the way to go about it? Or is the backlash going to just turn off voters who may have been on the fence into one camp or another?
Well, that is a big question. And so when you look at a state like Georgia, it's typically red, and look at what happened in the Senate runoffs. One of the big changes they made here, it expands early voting for the primary and general elections, which would give access to Republicans and Democrats alike, but not runoff elections. That was a specific strikeout of this bill. And as we know, Ossoff and Warnock won In the runoff, this last election, and Democrats have had a streak of losing runoff elections. So a lot of the areas where they were making these changes, some people are arguing it is political and not just a voting safety issue.
Okay. Much more to be seen, we know. Lionel Moise, thank you for joining us. ABC News correspondent.
Thank you.
442, your KRDO News Time.